Claro, pues a mi madre. Was inspired by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At Prayag, and he gave so many instructions, especially of Raganuga, Bhajan Sadhana. And he gave outlines of all the topics of bhakti, tops of bhakti, prema bhakti, how to enter and how to cultivate it. Krishna came and he tested all kinds of bhakti, rasa, but he could not give the process in which a neophyte devotee, that is Kanishtha Adhikari, will come. Kaha gaya? No electricity?
It is on.
What are you doing?
Doing some connection.
Who is in power?
Nagunthuva.
Nagun will take care of everything. As usual.
Not working?
Just the red one.
How Nephi, Prakrit or Kanishtha Adhikari will come into Madhyam Adhikari? And Madhyam Adhikari will gradually come, cultivate their bhakti to Uttam Adhikari. And Uttam Adhikari, how he can come? In Swarup Siddha Bhakti. And a Swarup Siddha Bhakti will come, will come into Nitya Siddha, Vastu Siddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta. I have explained Upadeshamrita, four slokas in London, and I easily tell them. Fifth slok I'm beginning here. We should not give our attention to anything. Whole intention should be given. If you read anything, you should be absorbed in that. I'm serving this thing. And I'm taking all these instructions in my heart. Not only to hear by this ear and to take out from this. There is a very beautiful story that in India there was a king named Brikhmaditya. He has so many nine jewels, court jewels. All nines were so learned. Among them, Kalidas was supreme, intelligent. One day, a person like madman, having, don't do anything.
Having a skull.
A skull.
Yeah.
Narmunda.
Skull.
Skull.
A skull taking in his hand. Quite naked. So much dirty. And he came in the council of Vikramaditya. And he put that skull on the desk and told, I've heard that there are so many intelligent jewels in your court council. Let them come here and they should test whether this, the person whose skull is this, skull is this, he was intelligent or not intelligent. He was quite fool and rascal. 8 jewels were there, very learned person, and whole council was full of. But none was ready to give the reply. Only this was a skull. Nothing was there. So how to taste it? Then that mad person began to laugh and he told that all bogus persons, foolish, nonsense. I heard and I found it here, bogus. So I'm going, and he took his skull and was to go. In the meantime, Kalidas came. King prayed that madman, oh, wait a little. My one of the council is coming. And he may answer your question. He put that skull on the desk again. And Kalidas came. Again, this question was done to Kalidas, and Kalidas took a very long
stick
of
coconut
made of
stick.
Coconut stick, you know,
for grooming,
very fine,
used for grooming,
and very long
coconut
by which
used to broom.
Yes, in broom. One stick he took. And he went to that skull and put in this ear, and it went this side. Then he told, your question is answered. You understand?
No.
Oh, you should clear it again. King told that I am not understanding. He told that if anything comes here and goes here, that person is surely a foolish person. And if it was not to come out here and to go here, then it was surely a very intelligent person. So this skull of that person, originally he was very foolish. So hearing all things, but not taking here to cultivate all these teachings, are like foolish persons. They cannot flourish, they cannot develop their Krishna prema. So what? You have come from so many distance. Very, very far away you have come. Don't take these teachings here and then take here. Should come here. We'll need to follow this. We have not any of us have not come to gain any worldly thing. We have come here, but how we can develop our Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti? Generally, we are of Kanishtha Adhikari. It may be rare some of us be Madhyam Adhikari, not Uttam Adhikari in any case. So we are either in Kanishtha Adhikari, some of us, you may be Madhyam Adhikari. So we should try to develop by hearing the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, explained by Srila Swamiji. When I am telling Swamiji or Bhaktivedanta Swamiji Maharaj, then you should understand that I am telling of my Siksha Gurus, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and your Prabhupada. So, don't think that Swamiji Maharaj is not in line of Rupa Goswami. And what Rupa Goswami has told, he is not telling the same words and same thing. Because he has told so many words. Rupa Goswami has told in two lines, in one slok, and Swamiji has explained in 10 pages. So he is not telling other thing. Only he is illuminating the same thing for those he is helping who are not understanding. So take in the same line. And also I am reading and I will explain Swamiji explanation. So don't think that he is telling other things, because his words are not same as Swamiji. Swamiji is not actually telling the same word that Rupa Goswami has told, but the meaning and purpose and the eternal motive is the same. So I am beginning from Krishna iti jasya girin tang manasadriyeta dikshasti cheta pranat bhishya bhajanta nisham sutrasya bhajana vigya mananya manya nindadi sunya siddhimepsati sangam. Fourth sloka was relation with Vaishnava. How to serve, how to associate Vaishnava. By six activities. Dadati pratigrahnati. Guhyam akhyati prichyati bhungte bhojyate chayva sadavidham iti lakshanam, he has told. I have explained this. So I am now coming to this. Krishna iti jasya gharim tang manasad. Yes, read the translation. You have no?
One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
In this translation, or even in the text, has Swamiji mentioned anywhere that the devotee should be initiated by me, myself? Has he told that we should deal with the devotee, only initiated by me? Has he told?
No.
Either he has told that disciples, my disciples, and their disciples only. We should think that only the disciples of my disciples are bona fide Vaishnava. But in whole world, none are Vaishnava. He has told. There is any particular demarcation line for this? So we should not think that he is only telling that my disciples in their what? Circumference.
Society.
Only their society. In Vaishnava society. Even in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, even he may be of Sri Sampradaya, Ramanu Sampradaya, anyone
any of the sampradaya. Even a person out of any sampradaya, four sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya, he has heard anything about Krishna glory, the glory of Krishna name. He has not taken initiation or name even, and he is uttering Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Swamiji has given example of his friend. He was not in the Krishna Conscious Society. He was not even initiated by anyone, first or second or anything initiation. He was a famous English magician. Magician. He has not left his all bad things, eating, drinking,
smoking,
and famous in song here and there. But he has some photos of Krishna in his house, respecting, and in his famous
song.
He used to tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Swamiji is telling in his explanation, anywhere I don't remember. Where?
Also here. Yes,
also
in this report.
This?
Yes.
So he is telling that we should think in the family of our family.
Yes.
And he should be respected, whether he is drinking, he is intoxicated,
yes,
or anything. And if he is initiated by anyone of Vaishnava or in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family, we should must respect. If he is coming, don't criticize. If he is telling me. So here he is telling. Krishna iti jasya giri. Yes, you should read the purport.
About the meat eaters. I'll read the part
that
you just spoke about.
We
can see from practical experience that there are different types of Vaishnavas. The Prakriti Sahajiyas generally chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, yet they are attached to women, money, and intoxication.
You should know the paribhasha.
Definition
of sahajiya. There are some of devotees are telling that Narayan Maharaj is pakka sahajiya. But you should hear the definition of sahajiya. What is the one?
They chant Hare Krishna, but they are attached to women, money, and intoxication.
What thing?
Women, money, and intoxication.
Women,
money, and intoxication.
Well, but you should think, women here, men and women both each other. Don't think that only woman. For men, woman for?
Man.
Otherwise it will be ex-party.
It's
and it will be the offense for women ladies, so devotees.
Although such persons may chant the holy name
wait
of the
a little.
Lord.
Should you go enthusiastic?
That they think that I'm involved in omens. Anyone can tell? I drink and smoke or any of the all bad things. I change my sannyasi dress when I come to my home, mandir, and I change the cloth when I go to
Western
other countries.
Even at not Singapore also.
Never. And about money, I don't want money. I want pure hearts, only to help them. Then who are sahajiyas? Those who are telling, or myself? You can. Those who are telling not following all these things, also they are sahajiyas. All that. So Krishna has given intelligence to think all these things. Don't believe, blunder what?
Blindly.
Without thinking.
Don't think. Don't believe on merely
words,
rumor. Propaganda.
Rumors.
Yes, rumors.
Don't. Today in Kali Yuga, only propaganda and rumors are most
prominent
weapons. But Vaishnava does not apply all these things. This should be out of these things. Then again,
although such persons may chant the holy name of the Lord, they are not yet properly purified. Such people should be respected within one's mind, but their association should be avoided. Those who are innocent, but simply carried away by bad association, should be shown favor if they are eager to receive proper instructions from pure devotees. That's for the...
Now come to the power part. We will try to properly be established for Swamiji's telling. My English is not perfect, but you should take this sense. You should read in order to purpose.
In order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving reciprocations mentioned in the previous verse, one must select proper persons with careful discrimination. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore advises...
If any question, you can ask. This is East Goshti, not a very
lecture
or anything. I will not be disturbed.
Srila Rupa Goswami therefore advises that we should meet with Vaishnavas in an appropriate way according to their particular status.
What is the paribhasha?
Definition
of Vaishnava? He has told here Vaishnava. What is the
definition
of Vaishnava? Who has taken Vishnu mantra, Krishna mantra, Ram mantra, and worshipping that deities in by same mantra, following the rules and regulations. There are all Vaishnava. He is my disciple, so he is Vaishnava, and all are not Vaishnava. This is offense. We should not make offenses like this. Anyone by without cost and greed, we should adopt all this paribhasa, Vaishnava. Anyone who is chanting, one is initiated in Vaishnava mantra and worshipping that is in that mantra, following the rules, all are Vaishnava. The worshipper of Ram, the worshipper of Nisinga, worshipper of Krishna, worshipper of Vishnu, in proper way, but not like Mayavadi. Mayavadi also chant Krishna name, but they are not in proper Vaishnava way. So he is telling Vaishnava. Then,
in this verse, he tells how to deal with three types of devotees. The Kanista Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. The Kanista Adhikari is a neophyte who has received the Harinam initiation from the spiritual master and is trying to chant the holy name of Krishna.
One useful thing. A man has taken Harinam. What is the need of taking Diksha? Can anyone reply? You, sir. Yes, you. Partner, stand up. Very soon. I don't remember. Then you should sit.
To bring one closer to the spiritual master.
I could not understand.
Hitarimcharitamrita, Swami Maharaj says that to bring the disciple closer to Krishna, Diksha mantras are given.
Spiritual master.
What is the difference? I want to know. Between Harinam and Diksha. What is prominent? Name or Diksha?
Stated Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Punashudondi Chimukto Abhinatam Namunamuno.
You should hear properly, and if you want, you can question. No harm.
That name is none different from Nami, name of Krishna, and Krishna himself, that they're none different. So, is stated by chanting the holy name Hare Krishna, then one can achieve Krishna prema. But Diksha, taking Diksha initiation, Gayatri, then that can take one to liberation, but Nam can give Krishna prema. So of the two, even though there's more restriction on Diksha, but actually Harinam is more prominent.
Anyone more? Can clear?
Samrita Sindhu Bindu, that in the life story of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he was visited by Srimati Swamini Radharani herself to explain that the Gayatri Mantra was so important for the revelation of Braj itself and for the devotee to actually have the full realization of the devata of this mantra. So from my understanding from your good self, I believe that Diksha is more important than Harinam.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that
very important thing. It is not a very general or common thing.
He explains that actually Hari Nam is sufficient. However,
is sufficient
for bringing the Jivatma back to Krishna, but in our conditioned state, we have so many impurities and contaminations and anarthas. So especially the Gayatri Mantra is very helpful for purification to help us go
forward.
What
do you mean by Gayatri Mantra?
Brahma Gayatri. And,
but all the ladies and devotees have no Brahma Gayatri, then how
all,
to
do all the Gayatri.
Oh, they are hopeless. You are hopeless.
Brahma Gayatri and Guru Gayatri and Mahaprabhu Gayatri and Kam Gayatri and Gopal Gayatri.
Gopal Gayatri, where?
Gopal Mantra. Gopal Mantra.
Where is Gopal Gayatri? I have never. Anything more you can tell? Very mildly you should hear.
Diksha kale guru.
Khub beshi kore explain.
When guru gives diksha, then he make his disciple like his own level. And Diksha means Dibba Gyanam Jato Daddat Kurjat Papasya Sanchayam Tasmat Dikshati Praktadeshikai Tattva Kavidai. Who is Tattvavid? That's all. Diksha means Guru gives Dibba Gyan and divine knowledge, Dibba Gyan, and Kurjat Papasya Sanchayam. And he destroys and burns all kind of sin. If we take Harinam as before, here there is some sin But Guru by Diksha Mantra burnt all things. Somebody says that, oh, Gurudev takes all sin from Shishya, so Gurudev used to suffer. It is not correct.
Common point. Actual point.
So, Diksha Mantra will take us up the gate of Vaikuntha, not beyond Vaikuntha.
No, this is not my question. What is the difference between Harinam and
Diksha will take up to the gate of Vaikuntha and Diksha Mantra will give us relationship. And holy name take us to Braj. Just like Gop Kumar, he received Gopal Mantra from his Gurudev and he went before up to Vaikuntha. But when he get Nam, then he went beyond Vaikuntha. Harinam is prominent, but Diksha matured the Harinam.
I went to cook. Fire was there, on the chulla.
Stove.
The stove was there. Pot was there. Fire was there. Water was there. Everything was there. But not rice. Cooking will be done or not?
No.
So take this Nam as a rice. But without the help of chulla,
stove,
water, fire, pot, it cannot be boiled. But if all things are there but not rice there, no use. But if there is rice, everything is right. When we will have all these things, then we can boil it and we'll take. Understand? Understand by example? Now you can hear more. Name is himself Krishna and Radha. Or Krishna is something. This is like rice. And fire and all other things, to make it realized and to make it, to realize that name is himself Krishna, all are required. To purify myself, not to purify Krishna name. Krishna name is always Namah Chintamani, Krishna Rasya Chaitanya Vigraha, Purna Shuddha, Nitya Mukta, Abhinat Pratana. Krishna is same as his name. No difference. Name Kabhan cannot be impure, always pure, always Chinmay, Sachidanandamay. But according to our stage, we cannot take it as pure name or we can take pure name. Understand? If we are full of ignorance, full of all kind of worldly desires, full of unearths, so many kinds, and full of offenses, then what we will utter Krishna name will not be Krishna name. At that time you are standing on the platform of Maya, Avidya. So that name will not be pure. So to give a very test in taking name, to purify our heart, to have link, a relationship between Krishna and myself, this name and myself, and to give up away all kinds of anartha, avidya, diksha is needed. As fire is needed to boil water, but only boiling water will not do, there some rice should be there. So, diksha is given to purify our heart and have a link with Krishna, so that very soon we can realize that Krishna is Himself, name is Himself Krishna. So, now you are understand, diksha is to help. The relationship between Krishna and that devotee, that Gopi Janna Ballabhaya Swaha. Swaha means I am offering myself, I am dedicating myself fully in the lotus feet of Krishna. Which Krishna? Name Krishna. Name Brahma. With what relation? That the same relation with gopis to Gopi Jana Vallabha. By this relationship we should take, if name, giving up all ksha, diksha, di divyam jnanam dadati, gives divya jnana. What this relationship? This is divya relationship, that Krishna is my beloved. Whether he is male or female devotee, no heart. So this relation, with this relation, diksha gives this relation. If you are not taking diksha, this relationship will not be there. And you will not be able to give up all your worldly desires and all things, bad things. So it adds and helps. But be sure that if anyone has not taken initiation means diksha here, only name. Like Haridas Thakur has no initiation. There are so many examples for this. No initiation. But yet chanting and being the association of very realized devotees, they have received Krishna prema. But it is rare. So we should come to rules and regulations in this way. So we must take diksha. If you are thinking that I am like Haridas Thakur, then nothing will come. So now I think that you have properly realized this thing. What is the difference between
name
and diksha?
Only diksha is there.
But he is not taking name.
What will be? If you are taking?
Not taking name, but only diksha mantra. Take out
the Krishna name from the...
That Gopal mantra. Swaha, swaha.
No rice.
Nothing?
Liberation.
So, non-liberation.
Nothing. Hot water.
If Krishna is taken from that mantra, what remains? Nothing, zero. So,
with some swaha namaskar, namah, kling, sring, all these things mixing. Vij mantra, and there are some swaha namaskar. It gives some special kind of power to give up all these bad things. Without that, you cannot. Name can also do, but why you should use it? You should not use for this thing. Very little things can do these things. Why? So, name only can do everything, but it will take very long procedure, process.
But by this, our rishis,
our devotees has invented. So quickly, how we can develop our Krishna name?
Into Shuddha pure name.
And that is why Diksha is given. In our disciplic order, Diksha is given. Now go on. He has given. I am not telling other than Swamiji. Or if you are telling.
Well, that you are not telling the same word. That if I am telling same word, we cannot understand.
What are the modes behind Swamiji?
Hard for explaining.
A Madhyama Adhikari has received spiritual initiation and he has attained the realized state of unalloyed Krishna consciousness. According to Rupa Goswami, the association and service of such a Mahabhagavata or perfect Vaishnava are most desirable.
He should be the disciple of the same guru or any guru. He is not telling that among my disciples only. Never he will write like this. In any books, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, in Upanishad, in Srimad Bhagavatam, who has initiated Parikshit Maharaj? Who was the guru of Parikshit Maharaj? He has not initiated him.
Krishna.
But Parikshit Maharaj is telling that he is my Gurudev. And he is associating with him and hearing Harikatha from him. So you should think like this. If I am not initiated only by my Gurudev, and he will not be Vaishnava, mood is offensive. Anywhere, in such sampradaya, especially in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sampradaya, he is coming. And he is qualified, and he is Vaishnava, even Madhyama Adhikari. He should be honored, and he should be heard. Go on. One should not remain... Very carefully this line.
One should not remain a Kanista Adhikari.
I'm always telling this.
Yes.
Some are telling that you should always be book distributing, always. And making money. Whole life. And this will take you to Golok Vrindavan in the service of Gopi Prem. Quite absurd. Those who are telling, I'm thinking they're foolish. Swamiji is not telling this. That is a sukriti, it must be done. For newcomers, new fight, they must do all these things, what Swamiji has told. But they should know. Only this book is to be will not do. They should go deep in his purpose. Then it will be done. A man only distributing lakhs and lakhs births, he will do coming and going in birth and death. He will have some sukriti. Swamiji has not told that one should remain always in a Kanishta Adhikari. He has not told. He has told that
one should not remain a Kanishtha Adhikari for always. But we are insisting that we should be like that. And this is the highest topic of service. It is like bluffing them. Quite bluffing them. We should not bluff anyone. Why they are then falling? They are bluffing persons for their own gain. 25% giving and 75% coming in your pocket. Swamiji is seeing everything. He cannot tolerate. So we should be, one should not remain in a Kanishtha Adhikari. He should try by hearing. Greed will come if he is hearing a bona fide Vaishnava. If he is cultivating and obeying the orders of Vaishnavas, Swamiji, he must be in Madhyam Adhikari. And Madhyam Adhikari will go to Uttam Adhikari. And Uttam Adhikari will go to Krishna Prem. In Vastu Siddhi, we have not come to always being in the same Kanishtha Adhikari and offending, of making offenses. We have not come. Anyone willing to be satisfied by always being a Kanishtha Adhikari. Now then, one who is situated on the lowest.
One should not remain a Kanishtha Adhikari.
You should all try to become Madhyam Adhikari. And those who are in Madhyam Adhikari, they should come in Madhyam Madhyam. And those who are in Madhyam Madhyam, they should come in Madhyam Uttam. And those who are in Uttam, they should try to realize Sarup Siddhi. And after Sarup Siddhi, Swamiji has written everything. Everything. Shravandasa, Varandasa, Smaranadasa, then Bhavapandasa, Sampattidasa, all he has written. But we have not. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshishe Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadahe Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Sivur Bhakta Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So happy to again come here in new Braja, that is Braja. Also I am happy to see the devotees here so energetic. Because of Swamiji, very, very far away, about 1,000 miles from India and Vrindavan, how a devotee's village has been established here. I think this is the miracle of His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Not only here, but in the whole world, wherever I went, in West or East, very remote place in Canada, I went there in a very deep forest among mountains. What that place?
Saranagati.
Oh, I become so happy. Varnashram Dharma is there.
many devotees are there.
It is only due to Swamiji. I went in Australia, in a village, remote. Also that place was among the hills, so beautiful, always raining, always Vasant Ritu, very far away from India, in East. But there I also saw that very big devotee field, village there. Always so inspired there also. Women, men, old, very little boys like here, having tilak, kanthi mala, all dancing, all chanting, remembering. Even in India we cannot see like this. Not in India, not so much. Energetic. But here, everywhere I am seeing. This is miracle of Swamiji. By the mercy of Swamiji. Very remote places in from India, he has established all these things. Anyone cannot believe without coming to these places. So I had so much a strong faith on him, but when I came here, all the places in West and East, my faith on him became more stronger and strongest. But you should see that in his behind, or the sepulchric Guru Bhaks are there. Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswāmī Thakur, Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswāmī, Rūpa Goswāmī, Sarup Namodara Raya Ramanam, and Śrīla Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. Only as a hand he came, what to give, not his own thing any, but his beloved Radha Krishna and Gaur Nityananda Prabhu mission, especially Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramanam's, Rup Goswami's mission to all these countries. Once I told something, but general devotees could not understand my view. I told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Srimati Radhika and Krishna. After a long period, anarpit charing chirat karunayavatir nahakalo, very long period. After one day of Brahma, about 1000 Kali Yug and all the yugs coming. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Who was he? He was himself Krishna. But having the beauty and mood of Srimati Radhika, that is combined Srimati Radhika and Krishna. That is Mahabhav Rasaraj. Perhaps you have heard this word. Very special thing in Chaitanya Chaitanya. As a shape in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sachinandan Gaur Hari, he came. In Sri Navadvip Dham Mayapur, only to give very, very hidden thing for Sanakshanandan Sanatan, even from Prahlad Maharaj, for even very mysterious for Narada, Uddhava, that thing he came to distribute with two hands, not with two hands, lakhs and lakhs hands. All the devotees at that time were all hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They did not
looked after the qualification. Animal, even tiger, even bears, our servants, creepers, trees, who came and saw lovely appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they heard calling, "Oh Krishna, where you are, where you are? Oh Radhike, where you are?" All became devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They began to weep and sing this thing. They had Krishna praying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this. He has not come for establishing Yuga Dharma or to protecting from demons to Bhaksa, or for any reason he has not come. Only to establish this. Anarpati charin chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitum unnat ujjala rasa. Unnat ujjala rasa. He has come only for this. What is this unnat ujjala rasa? Unnat ujjala rasa is the gopi's mood, especially of Srimati Radhika. Not anything. Only Radhika's mood. How to serve Krishna? For this, he has come. This is of two kinds. The mood of Radhika and gopis, and the mood of the Palladasis, the maid servants of Srimati Radhika. The Palladasi of Radhika don't want to serve alone Krishna. If Krishna is calling them, they will not go. So there are two moods of gopis. One mood, like Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all others. And another mood is of the Palladasi, the maid servant, especially of Srimati Radhika. They don't want to test Krishna in any way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute this mood. How do Manjari, Lavanga Manjari and all serve to Krishna? Srimati Radhika and Krishna. This mood. Not to give the mood of Radhika. It cannot be given. It is only for Radhika. So he tested. To test all the three modes of Radhika. Radhaya pranaya mahima kitri shova naivava aswado jena bhutama dhurima kitri shova madhiya saukhanchasya madanubhavatah So it cannot, the mood of Radha cannot be given. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give the mood of Srimati Radhika. How he she serves, how she feels pleasure to serve Krishna and to see Krishna, it cannot be given to anyone. But the mood of these gopis can be given. So see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give only this thing. How to serve Srimati Radhika, bending more towards Srimati Radhika, but serving both. He has come to give. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not in this world, Ramanuj, Mathva and so many Vaishnava acharyas were there. Before that Ram came, Nrisimhadeva came, all came. They have something, very special thing to give world. But they never gave these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave bhakti rasa. That is called bhakti rasa. So Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kada mahiyam dadati sakada. There were so many Goswamis. Sarvdamodaraya Ramananda, but this is a sloka is especially for Srila Rupa Goswami. Why? Because Sarvdamodaraya Ramananda were Lalita and Vishakha. Their moods cannot be given. No, not given. In any way, anyone cannot give this thing. This is for testing, for Krishna only. You know? So, they are Guru of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all six Goswamis, Sarvdamodar and Raya Ramanandar, Guru. Only they have given a special mercy to Rupa Goswami, Sarupa Damodaraya Ramanam, Nityananda Prabhu, all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested them that you should give a special mercy to Rupa, so that he may realize my heart. And that should be given to all for the world. So they all get their special mercy to Srila Rupa Goswami. That is why he has written everything to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And only the more subsidy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he wanted to distribute in this world. None has done this, because especially there was order for Rupa Goswami to do this. So he has done where? In Bhakti Swami Sindhu, in Ujjwal Nilmani. And also he has taken something which was not in Srimad Bhagavata also, or any Purans or anywhere. So he has to compile, he has to write Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, and so many books, special books. And from them he quoted slokas for all these things, for Radha mood and all the gopis mood. What is called Braja Rasa. Our old acharyas, beginning from Sat Damodaraya Ramananda up to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami are arahant disciples. None has come to establish Vaidhi Bhakti. None has come for this, to establish Vaidhi Bhakti. Because they are a special acharya. They have not come to preach the theory and mood of teachings of Ramanuja Madhva. They have preached these things. If they are preaching these things, then they should have gone in the sampradaya of Sri Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Vishnu Sampradaya, Nimbaditya Sampradaya, or any other Sampradaya. So all from Sarupa Damodar to or from beginning from Madhva, Madhavendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, and from there up to last Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, our Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj.
And yourself.
They have not come formally to establish Vaidhi Bhakti, but they have preached. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then came, he has come only for this root, that prem, that Braja Bhakti, Braja Rasa. But he has preached Nam Sankirtan also, Yuga Dharma, he has established. Mahavishnu, Narayan, Nishingharev, all the avatars were in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has given mercy to Jagai Madhai, all. So all avatars were in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at that, any other incarnation of Krishna was not needed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it all by himself. He has established Yuga Dharma. He has done mercy to Jagai Madhai. He has fulfilled the wish of Advaitacharya to come very soon. Also, he has come to preach and give Krishna Prem, also to test the modes of Srimati Radhika. So many reasons there are. But his most two things, to give Krishna Prem and to test the mood of Srimati Radhika. Two things were prominent. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told, Rasik Shekhara Krishna Parama Karun. Krishna is a Rasik Shekhar. You know Rasik Shekhar? What is Rasik? Krishna is the tester of all rasas. He is ocean of prema, rasa. Also, Ram has some rasa, but he is not ocean, not unlimited. Nrisimhadev has one rush, but he is abhut. When he appeared, all whole world was fearful.
Raudra
light. He has this. But Krishna is endless ocean. No depth, nothing is there, no limit. Krishna is. So he is Rasik Shekhar. Well, Srimad Bhagavat was only done for the gopis, glory of gopis, Srimati Radhika. Not for Krishna, because so many Purans and everything was there to glorify Krishna. To glorify Krishna, our supreme object, not Krishna, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what? Their prem. Krishna prem is our object of life. Kansa also had a darshan of Krishna, but he has no prem. So he cannot satisfy Krishna. He cannot serve. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told that Krishna prem is supreme object of energy. And among them, Radha prem is supermost. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to test that and to give the modes of Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari and all Palyadashis of Srimati Radhika. He cannot digest more than this. He cannot take the mood of Srimati Radhika. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. And in this way, Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all Sankha Purvaka Nama Gannati Vihikala Vashani Kritav Nidrahar Vihara Kadi Vijitav Chatanta Dinav Chajav Radha Krishna Gunasmate Madhuri Mandena Sammohitav Bandi Rupa Sanatana Uruja Gaussi Jeeva Gopana. Very beautiful sloka. So beautiful sloka. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all six Goswami, save two, do rolling down on the earth in Vrindavan, somewhere in Radhakund, sometimes in Shyamkund, sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes in Vandirvan, Nandagam, Barsana, and everywhere. And calling very weeping, weeping, O Radhike, where you are. Doing chanting not less than 1 lakh Harinam with very regard, observed in thinking Krishna name and Krishna pastimes, doing lakhs and lakhs dandavat and pranam, always praying like Hey Radhe, like Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandho Jagatpate, like this, praying all these slokas, waiting always. So, Srila Rupa Goswami was in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, grabbing only his modes he wanted to preach. From there, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, Shyamananda Prabhu Narottam Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Gokusho Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all are Rupanuga Vaishnava. They have not come to preach Vaidhi Bhakti or anything else. But they'll have to cut jungles and then to give establish Yuga Dharma and then to give these things. Otherwise anyone cannot take. Swamiji has also come to give this most supreme thing to world. Not only to give Harinam, not to give Vaidhi Bhakti, but he has to do all these things. He has done. He has cut the jungle of Mayavad, Saji Yasaki Veki, and all others. He has purified all the hearts wherever he went. But his more object was to give this supreme prem. Have you read the Upadeshamrit explained by Swamiji? Nectar of
instruction.
Yes, Upadeshamrit. In that slok, you will see. In this slok, first he has done. Bato begam manasah kordha begam. This first slok. First we'll have to do like this. What is this? This is like a Vaidivakti, Rupa Goswami has given, no harm. Cutting jungles, these are cutting of jungles. We have so many desires. After the age of 18 or 19, 20, we think that whether we should marry or not marry. This is a very big problem. Oh, Swamiji has married, so we should also marry. And then after 70, we should take renounce order or anything. What to do in dilemma, always? What to do? But on the other hand, he says that Srila Sukadeva Goswami Narada, they have not obeyed their father. The father of Sukadeva Goswami, who was?
Vyasadeva.
Vyasadeva was calling that, come on, my son. And he was
running
towards very dense forest. He never returned. He wanted that he should be with me. Narad, his mother was dead, and he did not do anything, and he ran away in the forest. Brahma told Narad that, you, my son, your older brothers had not obeyed me. Who was elder brothers? Sanak Sanandan, Sanat Sanat Kumar. They have not ordered me, obeyed my orders, and they have gone to do austerities for their Ishtadev. But now you have come from me, so you should must obey. In your mature days, you should have any marriage and be like me. I have two wives, you should have more than that, no harm. But he did not obey. He left his home. So, what to do? We are not marrying only in this life. Lakhs and lakhs in lives we have done this. Not only in this. We are going to do this. In among lakhs and lakhs, if you are not marrying for her. If you want, and if you will be ass, pig, hog and everything, then you can marry also. Let it remain for this human body. So Rupa Goswami is telling, what? Krodh?
Bacho begam.
Bacho begam manasam, krodha begam, jihvav darav vest begam.
Etan
begam jahati sahet dhira sarpam apimbam prathavi sarsishyat. He is Jagat Guru. He is controlling this. He is telling for whom? Rupa Goswami. For whom these instructions are? Those who want Krishna prem. Those who want to serve Krishna. He is telling for them. That first you should make ground. This is ground making.
Platform.
Swamiji has told. To do this, to follow this. After that, atyahara, prayasascha, prajalpo, niyamagra, janasangascha, lalyancha, sarvat bhakti, vinashyati. The sixth thing, if you are not doing, not giving up, then your bhakti will go off. Your life will be destroyed.
don't do. I have not so much time to explain all these things. I'm telling. Then, third slope, Utsahat, Nishyat, Dharyat, Tattatam, Karma, Pravartana. A devotee who is chanting name since last
20 years.
15 years or 10 years. But he cannot fix his mind. His mind is so upset. I am doing for a very since long time, but desires of testing world is not going. Coming, more coming. What to do? It means he has no belief. So he is telling that, what should I do? Should I give up all these things? In vain doing? Or don't think like that? Asha ki utsahat. All beings, jivas, are qualifying to do bhajan. It is very easy thing. If Ajamil, Jagai Madai, and more wretched persons than them,
Billa Mangal.
So many persons, very easily they have received the service of Krishna. So utsahat, nishchayat. Nishchayat means shortly we will have that Krishna prema. Dharyat. It is not like a laddu or varashagulla that you will give in mouth. At once it will be. You will have to do something. For one farthing, one penny, or $1, you will have to work hard so much day and night. And from Krishna, prem, nothing to do and nothing as it is, it will come like a rasagulla in your mouth. No, you will have to do something. Usahat, nishya, dharya, katat, karm, pravartana. Go on doing all these things. Dharya, katat, karm, pravartana, jan sangha. Sangatyaga Satobatti Sadhati. What our previous acharya have adopted, being in householder life or in householder, we'll have to follow. But we are actually not following. We should try to follow all these things. Then, six kinds of sangha. Sadati pratigahnati, guhyam akhyati, prichati, bhungte, bhojate, chaiva sarvidham, tilakshanam. We should follow this. After that, how we can honor Vaishnavas? If you have no taste in Harinam, you will have to do repeatedly all these things. And in the last, he is telling, tannam arup charitadi sukhitanam, kramena rasana manasi niyojya, tishtan braje tadanuragi jananugami, kalam naed khilami yattu padesha sar. Just read the explanation of Swamiji of this very slope. Very splendid. Very. Certainly you should read it. He has told that we have come to have Krishna prema. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So if you want to have this, you'll have to follow this slope. Very briefly he has told. The substance of whole teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this slope. Tannam rupa charitadi sukrittananu krameena rasana manasi niyojana. If you want to have Krishna prema, then tannam rupa charitadi. The best name of Krishna. What is the best names of Krishna? He Krishna karuna sindho dina bandho Jagatpate, three names. First Krishna. Hey Krishna, then Karuna Sindho. More prominent, going up towards. Dina Bandho, Jagatpate. Jagatpate means Jagannath, you are Jagannath. Jagatpate. The devotee is telling like that, hey Krishna. You are very kind. You are very merciful.
So I pray you to bestow your mercy, because you are very charming, very beautiful. So you should bestow your mercy on me. But sometimes he is thinking that if anyone is so deenhin, deenhin means
humble,
humble, then his mercy will be had. Otherwise not. Water, rainfalls comes on the top of hills, but top on the top water is not collected. It comes in feet anywhere. So if we are not humble, mercy is always everywhere, but we cannot realize. So I am not this. Then he told that Dina Bandho, I am not qualified, but yourself, you are so merciful that you have so much mercy to all Deen. Deen means?
Fallen.
I am fallen person. I am one of the fallen. But I have so many falls ago. So I don't think that myself that I am very wretched person. Then he tells, Dinabandho Jagatpate, I am in this world, but you are Jagatpati. You are the master of whole world.
Universe.
You take care and support them. So one of them I am. After that he tells, Gopesa, you are only Gopes. Gop Isha, those who are in Vrindavan, Braja, and they are in, I am not in them. You are very beloved of Gopis. But more than that, Gopesa, Gopika, Kanta, more, he is beloved to Gopis, so he is Gopika, Kanta. This name is more prominent. And
most prominent.
More prominent is name Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, and the last he has done. He is Radha Kanta, controlled by Radhika. So these names chanting by Tan and remembering the pastime of Krishna connected with that name. Like Radha Damodar, what you will remember there? Yashoda Ma is binding Krishna in
Okhal.
Okhal. Okhal means
grinder
motor.
And he is weeping. And Yashoda is chastising and controlling Krishna. Also Damodar is another Damodar. Who? Radha Damodar, controlled by Radhika. So he is Radha Damodar. So, remembering these past times, how Srimati Yashoda controlling Krishna or Srimati Radhika controlling. Remembering these past times of Raja. Being in Vrindavan only, not here and there, where these past times were. But if you cannot do, cannot be in Vrindavan, then you can be by your mind even. But not it will do. There is some more rules. What? You will have to be under the guidance of any Rasik Tattvagya Vaishnava. Being Vrindavan also. Like Rupa Goswami or his Rupanuga Vaishnava. Otherwise not. So, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukritananu Karmena Rasana Manasi Niyojyatisthana Braje Tadanuragi Jananugamai Kalam Naid Akhilami Ittu Padesha Sarva. This is the most essence of all the Upadesha of Srila Rupa Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Swamiji has come to give these things, but he has to preach name also, Vaidhi Bhakti also, for unqualified persons. But he is most heartily, innermost mood was to give this Krishna prayer. I told it in Vrindavan. He was not in the line of Advaitacharya, Mahavishnu. He has come to establish name. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established name with prema. This was the speciality. So I glorified Swamiji that he has come in the line of Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami to give this thing, but he has also done this. So he was Rupanuga Vaishnava. So some devotees could not understand. Oh, you are not qualifying our Gurudev? He is my Gurudev, not only your. I have divided my Gurudev to you, only to sprinkle some mercy. He was my Gurudev. So you cannot qualify more than me, myself. He has given opportunity to serve him. So I am offering my heartly
Pushpanjali
in the lotus feet of Swamiji here. He is my Shiksha Guru. You should try to obey all his principles and try to have the most internal motive of Swamiji, and that is Braja Prem, Gopi Prem. This would be object and begin from very lower stage. Anya Vilasita Shundam Jayate Slok. Today I am finishing my
class
here, offering my Dandavat Pranam to Swamiji. Seeing that, oh, so beautiful garden is also here in New Braja. So much thanks to you, all the devotees. Glory to all devotees of Braja in New Braja. One Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My name, meditate. That Krishna and Radha should come in my heart. No? Who are they? Satyam, Paramasatyam, Bhimai. I meditate them. That they should come and they should manifest themselves as they are in my heart. How they are? I told about Anvay and Vatirek. Same thing, Anvay and Vatirek. Only some difference of words only. I remember something that some devotees are there who are telling that Narayan Maharaj is telling some different thing from our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. I admit this. I am telling some different. What different? He told that you should speak his truth. I told that you should not tell lies. Certainly there is a very big difference. He told that you should utter Krishna. I am telling that you should utter Krishna. Being pure, having relation with Krishna, giving up worldly attachments, all kinds of aparas, offenses and attachment. Very big difference, you see. So many words I am telling and he is telling only one. He is telling that you should drink water. I am telling that you should not take dirty water, drink pure water. So much difference? So I think that no difference at all. I can tell very boldly and strongly that there were about 100 sannyasis of Swamiji. But I think that most of them have gone in worldly life. They were very learned persons. I challenge them all that what Swamiji was telling, they are telling same thing in same word. They cannot. Anyone cannot tell. The difference of word will be there. So we should look after interior motive. What is the object of his telling and object of others? Rupa Goswami has told in some words in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjwal Nilmani, you know. Then why Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in so many words? Why? There are some difference, but not difference. To illuminate a thing, they are telling in so many words, but the object and the internal Krishna love is there, one thing. We know that there is some difference of words between Baldev Vidyabhushan and Jiva Goswami in a philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy, so much. These are not differences. These are called Vaishishtya.
Specialities.
This is called. Same thing. So anyone cannot tell like this that we are, I am telling different and he is telling different. There must be some difference of words. So no harm.